So what do you make of it? I mean, is it the case that punishment by definition is consciously, ongoingly experienced?
Well, I mean, obviously not. The punishment for some sins is pain. The punishment for certain, in certain contexts is some sort of suffering. You know, scripture describes many different types of punishments for sin. So you have people being struck blind. You have people being made barren. You have people's entire family line being wiped out. You have entire nations being wiped out. Yeah, so there's many possible types of punishment, and scripture describes a number of those punishment. The question is, how does scripture describe final punishment? And it overwhelmingly, and I would say unanimously, describes it as death, as destruction, as, again, consumption, abolition, and so forth. And yes, those things may involve a measure of physical pain and suffering. You know, very few people will deny that. But the actual punishment is death. The wages of sin is death. So the ultimate, you know, the ultimate punishment, the most lasting punishment, is death. The actual deprivation of life.